I'm really excited about today's podcast. I know we're going to get right into it, but I want to invite you to Florida. Just think about how warm it's going to be there. Our revival is coming up February 9th, 10th, and 11th. 3 days of heaven on earth in the Sunshine State. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Holy Spirit is going to be there in a big, prolific way. And so I would encourage you to come down and see us. It doesn't cost a lot of money to get in a car and make a road trip with your friends and come down and be a part of this revival. So for more information today, of course, you can go to log on to the website at faithchurch.com and just check it out in West Palm Beach. It's going to be great. In fact, Tuesday night, we're actually taking it to the Boynton Beach High School. If you know anybody in that area, make sure you tell them. Let's get right on into today's talk.
Today, I want to talk and get us ready for revival. Ready for revival. There's a way to position yourself, posture yourself for the provision of the purpose of revival. You got to just make sure, you can't just enter into revival any old way. There's got to be a separation between the world and the Word. The Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, I would hear from heaven and I would heal their land. Come on, somebody shout amen. I'd like an usher to stand by the door so when that door slams, it doesn't disrupt me. Now, what it's amazing, I like to talk about everything so we can train everybody. When I'm flowing up here, this has got to come out of my spirit, into my brain, out of my brain, through my mouth, out my mouth, and little stuff distracts me. I see it all. In fact, there's a rabbit right now. Come on, somebody. There's a posture for revival. Everybody shout that, a posture for revival. Have you ever had trouble hearing maybe your husband or your wife and you had to say, could you say that again? And you leaned in, raise your hand. If you're married, you know about selective hearing, right? That's when you select what you want. But when I want to hear what Nicole says, I lean in and I do this so I can just posture myself or position myself to have a hearing ear. May I tell you that the difference between the world and the Word people, there's going to be a great chasm and divide, I prophesy, over the next 10 years. The world is going to get way more worldly. They're going to have more confusion, more divorce, more chaos, more division, because they have alienated God from their day-to-day operation. How many of y'all believe with me on that, right? It's not, you're like, that's not really prophetic, Captain Obvious. That is obvious, right? But we know that we're the people of God, and we need to lean in to what the Holy Ghost is saying, because when I leaned in, he told me, this is going to be the finest decade that you have ever had in the history and the course of your life. I'm talking about, my monitor, your loved ones being saved. I'm talking about God doing extraordinary things behind the scene. Now, I brought these sticks today, Weldon, because I'm a little frustrated drummer, but I don't want to annoy you too bad, but there's a rhythm to revival. There's a cadence of heaven. There's a cadence. If you're out of sync, you're marching to the beat of your own drum, you will never arrive with the succinct purpose of heaven. God in heaven today, tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday night is going to give us songs that we've never heard in the earth realm. When you're getting songs from heaven, they come from heaven and they go into your spirit and they come out. When they do that, the only way that heaven can actually get his will done here in the earth realm is for people to position themselves for revival. Most people never fast and they never pray, so they never hear what the Spirit would say. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. But when you fast and you pray like we're praying, we're going to hear things tonight, tomorrow night, and Tuesday night that are going to change the course, the cadence, the rhythm, and the trajectory of not only your life, but even the nation. Everybody shout, even the nation.
Even the nation.
I want us to play a video here in just a moment. So those people maybe at Earth City or Sunset, Ferguson, Florissant, Weldon, you might think that revival is just for healing, and I promise you, you will be healed. But it's not just for healing of physical bodies, it's for the healing of the nation. There will be prophetic flow in the cadence of heaven that will actually bring and allow the Holy Spirit to bring things up amongst us, Faith Church, and we can pray against it and for it to get things changed. Now, back in November, I'm going to show you something during the service that happened. And I want you to hear what the prophetic word was here. Let's go to that service right now.
In fact, I hear the Lord say, my will is for David Crank, for you right now, to prophesy, to bring back schools to the United States of America. Bring prayer back. Bring prayer Congress, acts of Congress, acts of God. No more shootings in school. We will not need metal detectors because we'll be encapsulated with the power and the fire of God. Bring prayer back. Come on. Bring prayer back. Bring prayer back to our school.
I hear the Lord say, when they took me out, the protection was gone. And then they started talking about using protection. And then there was no protection. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And he has marched in and out of schools. And if you could only see, the Lord says, I see it in a vision now, all the shootings that I have kept from happening. Just because of my mercy and my grace. But I'm here to tell you, I want back, and I don't want to be a special section around a flagpole. I don't want to be regulated to a flagpole. I don't want a day of prayer. I want prayer back in America. I want prayer back in America.
I think, come on. Now here's the good part. I think they have if they got the slide, if we could roll the slide. White House administration vows to bring prayer back to school. I don't think you can read. I think somebody ought to get excited. I think somebody ought to shout hallelujah. I think Earth City ought to go crazy. I think Weldon ought to go nuts. I think Ferguson and Sunset Hills ought to realize that what we prophesy here over the next 3 days will change the course and the history and the trajectory of the world. We did that. Come on, give it praise. Give it praise. Give it praise.
All right. I get excited. Because whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I just had a thought about, you know, the first time you've ever pulled up to Sunset Hills or Earth City and you see those giant buildings and think it's your first time. Wonder what sophisticated preacher would be in there in these $50 million buildings. What would it be? And where is he? I'm live streaming from a Bobo high school in the ghetto back to you right now to tell you that God is on the throne. And this isn't a regular church. This is a Holy Ghost church. This is a church that believes in revival. This is a church that is in sync, in rhythm with heaven. I wish I had some people to agree with me today. How many are ready for revival? I like it. Isn't that cool to see it actually happen? That's called prophetic. It's the prophetic gift of the Holy Ghost speaking what he wants in the earth realm. We prayed it. Dave, you were there. I saw you on stage a minute ago. We all believe God, right? And the Bible says, if any two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything, it'll be done of the Father which is in heaven. It said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it'll be done of the Father which is in heaven. So we are in this world actually not just to, you know, go to pre-K and then kindergarten and then high school and college, get a good job and go to a nursing home. That's not the call of your life. You're here on divine purpose with a call of God on your life to pray and to intercede and to win as many people as we can to Jesus. Can I get an amen on that? So let's go here to this passage that I want to preach from today in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. It says, then Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink. How many of y'all can obey that command? Go up and eat and drink. Look at your neighbor and say, that's my word right there. It's in the Bible. Go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of the abundance of rain. I want you to shout it at all campuses. There is a sound of the abundance of rain. Come on, Sunset, shout it again. There is a sound. I want to focus on a sound for a minute. There's a sound to revival. You heard that a minute ago, that cadence that was doom, 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 and God began to speak because there was a sound of revival. In Acts chapter 2, you can write it down. In Acts 2, it says there was a sound that came in a room when there were 120 people gathered together. And check this out. They were in one mind and one accord. And it said, suddenly. Everybody shout, suddenly.
Suddenly there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house in which they were sitting. And it says, then there was dunamis, or power, that came in there, and all these different people spoke in unknown languages that they had never spoken before. There were unique tongues, tongues of fire. And fire shot up out of Acts 2, and that was the initial start of the church. And I prophesy it to you today for all churches and pastors in America. God started the church the way he wanted it, and he wants it the way he started it. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. For too long, we've regulated and orchestrated the Holy Spirit out of the church. I'm all about Planting Center. We use it. I'm all about LEDs. You're watching one now. I'm all about smoke. I'm all about lights. But let me tell you what I won't trade it for. But if you've got both, if you can have the Holy Ghost and the power of technology, you've got something that is culturally relevant, powerful, and we're here to make the Holy Ghost cool again. Come on, every campus ought to give him praise right now. There's a sound to revival. There's a sound to revival. Everybody shout it. There's a sound. And I love it. It says there was a sound of the abundance of rain. Notice it's not a little trickle. It's not a little bit of rain. It's a heavy downpour, a deluge. Have you ever had your windshield wipers going and they were just on intermittent? Florida's not participating. I hope other campuses are awake today. How many of y'all have had intermittent wipers because you just had a little occasional wetness? Then how many of y'all have had to go the mid wiper because you got more? How many of y'all have had to go to crazy wipers? How many of y'all couldn't see at all and you're like, I know I probably should stop driving, but I need to get to work? Because there was a deluge. There was an outpouring that your wipers could not keep up with. I prophesy to the people who receive it now, like I prophesied that school would come. There is a remnant of people inside our church that are tithers, that are givers, that are going to church on revival, who say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And where before you had an intermittent mist, and then it kind of sped up, I prophesy that in the year of Jubilee, your wipers, your business will not be able to contain it. Your marriage will begin to be healed. Somebody ought to help me right now. The thing you thought you couldn't do, you can do, because it's not a little bit of rain. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Abundance of rain. Abundance. So Ahab went to eat and drink. He obeyed the Lord. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he bowed down to the ground, and he put his face between his knees. That's a posture of revival. He bowed down. May I tell you that the way up is down. When you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, maybe you're hurting today at one of our campuses, and your marriage looks bad, and the checkbook looks bad, and you think that an extra job working on Sunday is the answer. You can't work 7 days a week. God modeled for us work six, and on the seventh day, you honor God. I'm here to tell you, if you honor God and you do what's right because it's right, God will put his super on your natural, and you'll rise up out of debt. You'll rise up out of terror. Somebody help me right now. And you'll never be the same again as long as you do. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And he said to his servants, go up now and look towards the sea. It's only a couple miles from here right now. So he went up and he looked and he said, there is nothing. Everybody shouted, there is nothing. All campuses loud. All the way in the back of our city, shout it.
There is nothing.
Nothing. Have you ever looked at your checkbook and there was nothing? Have you ever loved somebody but you didn't like them anymore? Come on, somebody. Don't point at them. I'm getting honest. I'm hitting you where it hurts right now. You ever love your kids and that's the only reason why you didn't kill them? Raise your hand. I go to prison even for this. I don't know. Pastor Nicole, come see me. They'll live stream because I'm going to kill you. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing in the checkbook. There's nothing. When you pray, you don't feel God. I'm telling you, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And in this revival right now, if you'll get in the cadence of heaven, if you'll walk by faith and not by sight, if you'll say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord is going to deliver me out of them all. I'm telling you, the same God that brought water out of a rock, that rained down manna from heaven, that healed blind Bartimaeus, the man with the withered hand, the woman with the issue of blood, that God is alive and well today. I give you 10 seconds to praise him. Praise him like you believe it. Praise him like you're pulling it down. Praise him like it's raining. It's raining. It's raining. So he looked up and there was nothing. I don't see nothing. And seven times he said, go again. He told this little guy, I believe in God. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear supernatural breakthrough. It's my jubilee. I know it's about to rain. Go look. And he came back and he said, ain't nothing up there. Ain't nothing up there. But he said, go again. He went again, came back. Ain't nothing up there. Three times. What'd you see this time? Nothing. He said, you're looking with your natural eyes, and you're trying to naturalize what I'm seeing, and I'm starting to get discouraged, but you know what? I'm not going to look to my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge him and all his ways, and he will direct my path. Even when I can't see it, I know God's working behind the scenes. Go again, go again, go again. One time, two times, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times, and on the seventh time, I said on the seventh time, somebody ought to get excited right. On the seventh time, Jeep's got job security. If you ever see Jeep not on stage, you'll know I run out of money. Check this out. You can be seated. Seven times. But watch when he comes back on the seventh time. He sees nothing. And then he said on the seventh time, he said, well, there's a small cloud. Size of a man's hand. I think Elijah looked like the scene from Dumb and Dumber. Remember when he said, what's the chances of a guy like me getting with a girl like you? Remember that scene in the movie? His hair is down to the ship. Come on, raise your hand like you ain't never seen the movie. He said, what's the chances of a guy like me getting with a girl like you? And she said, the shots are one in a million. He's saying, so you're saying there's a chance? I'll tell you right now, when he came back and he said, well, there's a small cloud about the size of a man's hand, I believe with all my heart that Elijah said, it's about to be that abundant rain that I saw in my spirit. I heard hitting the roof of my house. It's about to rain. Small. Let's talk about small for a minute. Everything big starts small. I'm going to shout it again. Every business that was little first, it had to be little first before it got big. Everybody laughed at Facebook. They ain't laughing no more. I saw a 100-year-old man coming out of Denny's saying, I'm late for my Facebook appointment. Everybody's on Facebook. Everybody laughed when somebody said, I'm going to draw a mouse and I'm going to make $1 billion with the mouse. They laughed, but they ain't laughing now. Because everything little, a little bitty mouse became a big enterprise, and the entire region of Orlando has $1.1 billion hotels because one guy with a little dream had the audacity to say, I believe God's got about to do something in my life. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. It may be little, but everything little gets big. You ever seen a little puppy with big paws? He's looking at my little dog. People all the time see our little bitty dog and like, I want a dog like that. I bought a dog like yours. And they bring him over and say, look how little our dog is. Our dog is little like yours. Paws the size of my hand. I go, that's a cute little dog. That's going to be a big dog. I'm here to tell you today that your paws are looking big. That your dream is about to happen. That God is looking for somebody who will put the expectation and faith and demand on heaven to say, this is my jubilee. This is the year that all property goes back to its original owner. Somebody, it won't be everybody, but somebody at Weldon's going to get this. All prisoners will be released. I'm talking about, you may have never done a day in a prison, but you've been in a prison of fear. You've been in a prison of doubt. You've been in a prison of low-level thinking. You've been in a prison of pornography. You've been in a prison of abusing alcohol. I'm telling you that this is the year that you are going to come out of prison and be free. You're going to have to, you're going to freak out, because what's going to happen is back in the day when you first got saved, it ruined you for sinning. Back in the day, girls, you went to the store and you look for something that was cut as low as possible and as high as possible, and then you put on your Spanx and you went out, it's late as night and the feet. Don't act like you didn't. Come on, I know our city is amen to me right now. Feet, you got that look. Girls, give me that look. Poke myself in the eye with this thing right here. The Bible says if your right eye offends you, pluck it out. And I just poked it out. But now all of a sudden, when you go out to do the thing that you used to do, boys, and you used to brag to your friends about doing it, now you go out and you come back and go, I don't want to brag about that because I don't even like that anymore. In fact, my flesh seems to like it, but it turns to gravel in my mouth. See, what is happening is when you get involved and immersed in a faith church and you go through Growth Track, which is happening today at all campuses, you connect with God and connect with people and discover your purpose and make a difference, it'll totally start changing you and renewing you. You've tried to change your mind and change your life, but changing your mind will never work. You decide to lose weight. I'm not going to eat again because you're full. And then at 11 o'clock, you go, I'm going to starve to death. Come on, raise your hand. I'm going to give you an opportunity not to go to hell for lying in church today. Raise your hand again today. Have ever on Thanksgiving, you were so full, you thought, even with my maternity pants on, I can't even move them. So I'm not going to eat for 3 days. Anybody with me on this? And about 2 hours later, when you could breathe again, somebody said, do you want a sandwich? And you're like, make me one too. I don't want to walk. I don't want any steps. Because you tried to change your mind. Mind over matter doesn't always work. But renewing your mind does work according to Romans 12 and 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the, not the changing of your mind, but the what? Shout it, class. Renewing of your mind. All campuses, what? So now that's why I say you have to introduce yourself to yourself, because you won't recognize yourself in a year from now when you start using the word as your solution instead of basing everything on education, talent, behavioral modification. It's not going to work. There's nothing. But now he said, go look again on the seventh time. Now he says, go tell Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Now, in the meantime, the sky became black and the clouds and the wind became very heavy. Now, I want to shout this to you right now. It takes time to go from little to big. Now, the Holy Spirit of God will lead you in the way that you should go. Some of you have seen this. Some of you haven't seen this. Here in Florida, about 20 minutes from where we are, there's a little town called Boca. And in Boca, I was driving through Boca, I don't know, a couple months ago or whatever, and I heard in here, and this is important, I heard in my spirit, go in that junk store. And Ashton was following me, and I thought, she doesn't want to go there, and I don't want to go there, and I passed it up. But then it came up again. Get in that place. So I turned around. I'm talking about the cadence of heaven. Took time. Walked in the junk store, and there this sits. When I saw it, I knew I was going to buy it because my whole life I was raised in church. Anybody have been raised in church? I want to see a test here at all campuses. Raise your hand. I can see you on the screens. Raise your hand if you've ever had to go to church even when you wasn't saved because your mama going to kill you. Raise your hand. Anybody ever fanned yourself with a funeral home fan? Anybody ever had this? I'm just trying to figure out what denomination you are. Anybody ever went to church at 10 a.m. and the preacher went, oh, he said, I'm going to let you close in a minute. I'm about to close in a minute. And you were wanting him to go to the scripture. Let my people go. Remember that? And then about 3 o'clock, I'm going to really define it now. About 3 o'clock, they would give you a break, and you would go down in the basement of the church and eat chicken. Come on, raise your hand right now. Then you would come back up at 5 o'clock for some more church. It ain't everybody, but somebody. Catholics know nothing about this. You're like, Catholics are spoiled, man. They had it going on. Little cups of wine, crackers. Come on, somebody ought to help me with it. So I was raised in church, and when my daddy would go to church, he would have his attaché. That's what they called it back in the day. And he'd have his Bible and all this stuff. Well, I was just a young little boy, and I had my little attaché, and it was this. Because I would play cars while I was little. What is little gets big. What you don't think is getting on the inside of your kids is getting on the inside of your kids. That's why it's so important to teach them and train them in the way that you go. That's why at Ferguson, we just spent all the money to put on those beautiful modulars for you. We just updated a lot of stuff at Weldon. Same with Sunset Hills here in West Palm. We care about the kids because I wrote a song, and I'm finishing it, but it goes like this. I believe that children are our future. Teach them well. Let them lead the way. That's as far as I got it, but it's going to go. I know it's going to hit big. You'll hear about it. Everything little starts big. So little Johnny, you think he don't have to go to church. He needs to go to Little League. No, he doesn't. The Bible said, teach and train the children in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart. Nothing is more important than God. Get them in the cadence of heaven. So my daddy took me to church, but I would play with Hot Wheels. So I walk in by the direction of the Holy Spirit, Ferguson, and I look at this, and I knew I was buying it. I didn't care what the guy was asking for. And I said, I want that. He said, that's great. It's for sale. And it was unusual for me. I didn't even try to barter him down. And when I opened it up, when I picked it up, I could feel the cars in it. I thought, well, I wonder what kind of cars are in there. So I opened it up. And that was one of the cars that I had when I was little. I put 10,000 miles on this guy. And I had this one. And the most important one, I said, oh, Ashton, that's my motorhome. I grew up in a motorhome, and when I saw that Hot Wheels had made a motorhome, my daddy bought it. You could buy these for 99 cents. We won't even go down to where they're, I don't know what they cost today, but it would be a whole lot more than that. I said, Ashton, that's my motorhome. I've done a million miles while my dad was driving down the road and he was driving. I was in the motorhome going, there's a rhythm. I'm little, but there's a rhythm. And I looked, the Holy Spirit on the inside of me said, look down what it says right there. My whole life as a little boy, I'd never heard of Palm Beach. I'd never been to Palm Beach, but right here it says Palm Beach and has a palm tree on it. In other words, when I was a little kid, God knew, you're little, but I'm taking you to Palm Beach. You're little, but I'm bringing you, and somebody ought to see what it says. You're little, and you can't even read it because you're a homeschooler, but actually I'm going to provide the transportation to do what you're called to do in Palm Beach. God had somebody at Hot Wheel put Palm Beach on this motorhome so I could be, y'all ain't even listening to me right now, so I could be in my motorhome going, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, everything big starts little, and God has redesigned you from the factory. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good and not for evil, to bring you to an expected end. Expected end. Expected end. Come on, our city. Come on, Wellness. Come on, Sunset. Give it praise like you believe it. Oh, I wouldn't miss revival tonight if I were you. I wouldn't even miss the next service. This is the glory story. This, yuck, you're crazy. Do you really think? I think that it's possible that this is actually mine. It is very possible that God had all my cars and my little bitty hands were. It doesn't matter to me if it was or not, because it's mine now. Try to take it from me. I got people. I'm here to tell you right now that God is saying, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Don't you let man or the devil tell you. It's a little dream. It's only the size of a man's hand. Oh, it's a little bit of finances. It's only this size. It's a little church. It's only this size. I'm here to prophesy to you right now at Sunset or City. If you look at those giant auditoriums of 2,400 seats and people think, why aren't you there? Because God called me to be in St. Louis and Palm Beach for the rest of my life. I'm not going to Dallas. I'm not going to Tahiti. Well, I'm going to Tahiti for a week, but that's a whole other thing. I prophesy that. Who's going with me on that? But I'm just here to tell you that I know what my assignment is. And part of my assignment is to bring revival not only to our church, but all churches who will participate in this, who will follow what we're doing. Because there's a prophetic divine flow that happens when you start prophesying things you cannot see. In other words, you say, I do not see rain, but I say rain. In other words, you don't see it, but you say it. Everybody shout it. Shout, I don't see it, but I say it. Let's try it again. I don't see it, but I say it. I don't have to see it to say it. I say it, then I see it. This is what God did. God looked out and he saw dark and he said, light. He did not say it's dark. He said, let there be light. And he said, whatever you say on earth, he says in heaven. There's a divine cadence. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Quick work. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I certainly meant it to be a blessing to you. I'd love for you to share it with your friends, rate it, make sure you're subscribed to it if you're not already. Also, I would like to encourage you to come to Florida. This is going to be an easy sell for you because it's warm. February 9th, 10th, and 11th, man. My friends from all over upstate New York, Canada, they're flying in because it's warm and there's going to be some Holy Ghost heat there because it's going to be the revival. Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. That's right, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. So I want you to be a part of it. If you just get on the website today at faithchurch.com, you can find out all the information. I mean, maybe you should just take a road trip with your friends. Maybe you could just check out how much the cheapest flight is round trip to get you there. You know, make it one way so you just move to Florida. That's a better idea. They can ship your stuff. So seriously, I want you to be a part of it. So go to faithchurch.com. And again, thanks for listening. Make sure you rate, you know, and write reports about this as well as subscribe to this podcast. If it blesses you, I want you to tell your friends about it because they need to hear this word. 2020 is your year to see 2020 vision, the hopes and dreams become.